News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Minister for Justice, Home Affairs and Migration, Jim O'Callaghan, good morning.
Morning, Shane.
Minister, your reaction to the shocking events in Stonybatter on the north side of Dublin yesterday that left three men hospitalised?
Well, it was a terrible experience for all the people of Stonybatter, Shane. It was a particularly awful experience for the three men who were randomly attacked in such a violent way. I just want at the outset to wish all three of them a speedy recovery. I also want to commend the Gardaí, because I know we're talking this morning, Shane, about the very serious issue of three men being badly injured. We could have been talking about fatalities or more significant injuries to greater numbers of people. And the reason we're not is because the Gardaí arrived on the scene so quickly. I want to commend the unarmed guard who apprehended the individual who was causing this carnage. And as anyone in the Stonybatter area will know, and as I was getting updates yesterday, the Gardaí were on the ground rapidly, and their response had a significant impact in reducing the potential devastation of these attacks.
Yeah, extraordinary courage by the unarmed Gardaí to tackle the person in question. What do we know, Minister, at this stage about the person arrested?
Well, there's a person who is at present being held in custody. If there's sufficient evidence against him, he'll be brought before the courts, hopefully in the very near future. Generally, what I'm aware of, and I don't go into too much detail, he appears the suspect, and of course, there's no conviction or anything against him.
Yet.
The suspect being held by the Gardaí is a man who I think was homeless, of South American extraction, hadn't enormously come to the Garda attention before. I think there might have been some interaction at the end of 2023. But listen, I suppose what it does indicate, Shane, is it's extremely difficult to ensure that events like this don't happen. If there's somebody who is prepared to go on such a rampage of devastation, the most important thing is that they're stopped rapidly. It's hard to predict if somebody's going to come out and they decide just to attack with a knife people in their locality. Fortunately, in this instance, they were stopped rapidly. And in that respect, the policing plan worked.
When did you become aware of this attack yesterday, Minister?
At around 10 past three yesterday, like many people, I was watching the match. I saw breaking news that there was an attack in Stonybatter. Contacted my department. I was getting constant updates throughout the afternoon and throughout the evening. Also, I should point out that one of the individuals who was attacked is a brother of a friend of mine. So I was also in contact with my friend who fortunately was able to tell me that the injuries to his brother are not that serious. But it does indicate the extent to which completely random people were the subject of these attacks. And I suppose very many people, not just in Stonybatter, but throughout Dublin, are very fearful as a result of this because of the total arbitrary and random nature of it.
Yeah. The reaction on social media, and we had Gary Gannon on the show a little earlier talking about how it's been kind of manipulated by far-right agitators. I don't know if you've probably been too busy to look at and to read what's been said online. But your reaction to some of the things that are being said. People, for example, criticising the use of the word random attacks.
Yeah,
By the way, I should stress their words, not mine. Their criticism, not mine.
Well, listen, I don't spend a huge amount of time looking at social media. Obviously, people are entitled to comment on it. But the information I got from An Garda Síochána is that these were very much random attacks, in that there was no indication that the people were being targeted because of any individual grievance that the perpetrator held. Instead, of just people were randomly selected on the street for these attacks. Listen, I think it's very important that we keep accurate information in respect of what happened. It was an extremely serious criminal attack on individuals. The criminal justice system is dealing with it. The Gardaí apprehended a suspect. He's before them in, facing question in the Garda station. If there's sufficient evidence, he'll be brought before the court. He'll be prosecuted. If there's sufficient evidence, he'll be convicted and exposed, I would have thought, to a very serious custodial sentence. So irrespective of the background of the individual concerned, the criminal justice system has to operate effectively and fairly, and that's what it's doing at present.
I absolutely take the point you make about how difficult it is to prevent something like this happening. Who knows what somebody is going to do at any given time? But inevitably, you know how these things work, Minister. It will prompt questions about safety in Dublin. Is Dublin safe? I mean, do you believe, as Minister for Justice, Dublin is safe?
Well, listen, what I said before I was made Minister for Justice is that there are parts of Dublin at certain times of the day which are not safe. But I have to say to you, if you had asked me yesterday before 3 o'clock, is Stony Batter on a Sunday afternoon a safe place?
Yeah.
I would have said to you, it is a safe place. So I suppose what this attack indicates, and that's why the term unpredictable or random, I think, is appropriate. No matter what policing plan was in place, no matter what justice system we operated, it is extremely difficult to stop attacks such as those that happened yesterday. In general, there are parts of the city that I want to see made much safer. The most effective way to do that, and the only really successful way of doing it, is by trying to increase Garda visibility on our streets. We live in a very beneficial environment when you think of the fact that in Ireland, when I go to public meetings, they want to see more Gardaí on the streets. In other countries, people don't want the police force coming into certain areas. Here, the constant request I get is we want to see more Gardaí. And that's why a welcome Operation Citizen, it's increasing visibility of Garda patrols in the city centre, not just on patrols, but on bikes as well. We put in the last budget, an extra €150 million to boost Garda overtime. And I want to see more Gardaí on the streets. I met the commissioner on Friday afternoon and I've met him before. And consistently what I'm saying to him is people want to see more Gardaí on the street.
OK, a final question. I saw a tweet from Aintu leader Padraig Tobin last night. Now, I should stress he was referring to an incident that happened in Ballymun, which I'm sure you're aware of, where there was a standoff between armed Gardaí and a man who had been involved in a robbery spree. And he tweeted, "Our country is going to hell." How would you respond to a member of the opposition tweeting that?
Well, Padder uses his own language and he's entitled to say what he wishes to say. But like, it's important to note that in terms of Ireland, I think we have a great country. I think it is a really successful country. The reason so many people want to come here is because of the success of the country. As a successful large country, and Dublin is a big international city, there's always going to be a level of crime. I think we just need to appreciate that. There's always going to be a level of crime, and we have a very effective media and social media report a lot of criminal events that take place. We just need to ensure that we have in place a policing system and a criminal justice system that if somebody decides to commit a crime, and remember, it's only a small number of the population that do that, commit serious crime. If somebody decides to do that, that the Gardaí come down on them and that the courts will administer justice, and that's subject to a significant penalty. That's what we need to aim to achieve. But I don't agree that this country is going to hell. I think it's a great country, and I think we need to support the Gardaí more in order to ensure that we're all safer and protected.
Minister for Justice, Home Affairs and Migration, Jim O'Callaghan, thank you for talking to News Talk.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.